Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Tar Heels posted an important win at Pitt that could result in another game this weekend. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. With Carolina moving to 6-3 in the ACC and 11-5 overall, the Heels might be tempted to make the schedule adjustments the ACC is considering. Apparently, there is talk of playing at Syracuse later this week on what is now an idle weekend, which would allow the March 1 date to be filled by Clemson coming to Chapel Hill, a game that was postponed back on January 9. If that happened, it would give the Tar Heels 4 straight road games, but winning at Pitt could mitigate that challenge of playing at Clemson next Tuesday and at Duke on February 6th. Carolina was both good and mature against the Panthers, using superior size to take a 16-point lead in the second half and patience to hold off a furious comeback by the home team. By scoring 48 points in the paint and out-rebounding Pitt 37-29, UNC closed out its third straight victory and fifth in the last six games by shooting 61% after leading by 7 at the half as it repelled the Panthers' run against the clock. Carolina did it with another dominating front-court performance led by Armando Bacot and Garrison Brooks, who combined for 37 points and 16 rebounds. De'Ron Sharp added 6-7 for a short-range assault that offset poor three-point shooting, 4-17, and free-throwing, 7-14. That determination overcame Pitt's Justin Champagne, whose 23 points and 10 rebounds further augured his favored position as ACC Player of the Year. After the Panthers had it to within two possessions, Caleb Love made his only long shot of the game on an open three-pointer from the top of the key, and Bacot swished two crucial free throws as Carolina held on to win and give Pitt its second straight loss. Roy Williams didn't allow that his team has turned the corner, but it is getting a little better, pointing to its positive assist-turnover ratio and the recognition that it could win the game inside if it stayed true to its strategy. Carolina shot 52% for the game, but 66% on two-pointers. It makes sense, Williams said, delivering an elemental message about this massive front court. If you get the shots you can make, you get the ball to the guys who can make them. The easier shots are closer to the basket. Frankly, the Tar Heels play like they sort of know they can beat any team on the schedule if they keep doing what they're supposed to be doing. So now it's on to Syracuse. Maybe. This is Archansky. See ya.